none of these individuals are held accountable. You know, when you shoot a person of color, or you know, these days it's just not. It's very, very important. So support KBO. We've been in it since the beginning. 877-500-5266. Some of you folks out there remember those times and how important cable was and is to those times. If you do, go to your telephone, 877-500-5266, or go online and www.kboo.fm/donate and say I support this radio station, and I support the totality of consciousness.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food to our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in the Richmond District, serving family style every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or later. Lunch was provided by Devil's Dill, located in the Buckman neighborhood at 1711 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Open daily from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., Devil's Dill serves a variety of sandwiches, including vegan and gluten-free options. Dinner was provided by Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located downtown at 1331 Southwest Washington Street. Cassidy serves new American cuisine along with a selection of drinks daily from 4 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
Good evening, KBOO listeners, and welcome to Transpositive. We are here tonight during Pledge Drive. And first, let's all do introductions. My name is Emma, Emma Lugo, and I use she and her pronouns.
I'm Jean Bryant. I use she and her pronouns as well.
I'm Nicolette Schweizer. I use A and M pronouns.
I'm Elliot Moskovich. I use he and him pronouns.
Well, great. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good to be. It's always fun to be here during pitch.
Yeah.
During membership.
Drive. Yeah.
It's great because there's so much going on here. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, the energy is just really great.
It is. Yeah. We love KBOO. Yeah. So let's start with our first guest tonight. Elliot Moskovich is here to talk about the Trans Voices Fringe Festival. So, Elliot, why don't we pass it on to you and tell us what's going on this weekend?
Hello. So this Saturday, September 28th, from 5 to 11, is a Trans Voices Fringe Festival featuring noise, punk, dark wave, spoken word with trans vocalists from across the Pacific Northwest. It's happening at Marrow Community Center at 7025 North Lombard. And the admission is sliding scale to support Mara's youth programs and the traveling artists we're bringing in from Idaho, Bellingham, Seattle, Olympia. I perform in a band called A Stick and A Stone as the singer. And the idea of the Trans Voices Fringe Fest is to kind of have a space where trans vocalists can use their voices really loudly. There's a lot of situations where it's not safe for us to use our voices. A lot of times we'll be going through the world and maybe the way that we look will make us be perceived one way, but then we use our voice and then we're perceived a different way, and then people have big reactions. And in a lot of cases, we have to be silent or else we'll be in danger. And so having a space where we can use our voices really fiercely and loudly, such as a punk and noise show and loud spoken word, in a safe space is a good place for that. And, you know, trans people sometimes also experience dysphoria with our voices and have kind of a dissonant relationship with our voices because of that contrast, whether or not it's just something we've internalized from all those social reactions. But, you know, using our voices in these experimental and dissonant ways, like in noise and experimental music, is kind of a way to embrace that dissonance and also have an outlet for the dissonance. And, you know, just with LGBTQ arts in general, there tends to be more of a focus on the campy end of things. And so it's also just a way to show some of the darker shadows of the rainbow.
That space, did that used to be Inari's?
It's across the street from what used to be Inari's, the Anarchist Info Shop.
Yeah.
Which closed down, but they weren't officially affiliated as far as I know, but they were friends.
Sure.
And yeah, Marrow focuses on youth programming, a lot of art stuff for youth, but they open the doors for event programming for all ages. So this is an all ages event. A lot of the performers are not youth, but we have a few people in the early 20s performing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the way the event kind of came about was because there's this larger conference that has been happening for many years called the Trans Voices Festival, not just Fringe Festival. And it's happened in different cities every year, and this year it's happening in Portland. Or it was. So last year I went, it was in Minneapolis, and I performed, and it was really amazing sharing a stage with only other trans vocalists, though my music was a little bit of an outlier because it was a lot of more mainstream stuff like choirs and pop and gospel and opera and stuff. But during the day, there was workshops by trans vocal coaches, trans laryngologists. I don't even know how to say that. And that was really informative for me because I came out as trans in 2006. But I had delayed taking testosterone for over 12 years because of singing being more important to me. And, you know, that was starting to wear on me, being 33 and still being mistaken as 21. So I was starting to weigh the pros and cons of transitioning hormonally, even if it would change my voice. And going to those workshops was really helpful. And I've been on testosterone for a year now, and I'm gonna start doing some vocal training with a trans vocal teacher. But anyway, when they brought the festival to Portland, I was like, oh, this is a great opportunity to bring in more of the different types of music that I connect with into this space that is more featuring choirs and stuff. And so after I already organized this Fringe showcase, that main festival got postponed for 2021. But we decided to keep the Fringe Festival going as its own thing. So I'm just going to repeat the info for it. Trans Voices Fringe Fest is happening Saturday, September 28th, 5 to 11, Marrow Community Center, 7025 North Lombard. Wheelchair accessible, substance free, sliding scale admission, all ages. There's more info on Facebook. It's a noise, punk, dark wave, and spoken word festival with trans vocalists from across the PNW. Some of the bands that will be performing include Cohabitation of Breath, Sibylla, DJ Vu, Mix Valentino, Sephora Zael, Malome, Dreams, A Stick and a Stone, and Spoken Word by Robert Torres. So we hope to see you there.
Oh, Robert Torres. Yeah, cool.
Now, did I understand, are there going to be voice coaches there as well? I mean, are there going to be workshops going on?
The conference and festival, that's more of the main bigger thing that we were just doing the Fringe Showcase
of. Okay, gotcha.
They're going to have those, but we'll have to wait for 2021 for that.
So this is all the performance arts. And it sounds like a really good spectrum of performance.
Thanks.
So
we're going to take a little break here in just a second to go over to Pledge Central. This is Pledge Drive. And if you love queer programming, if you like what you're hearing on Transpositive, if you like what you hear on Preference, if you liked Guinevere's show, if you like Cutie Pock Talk, this is part of Queer Boo. This is historically a place where we set aside time for queer programming. So right now we're going to go over to Pledge Central.
We are on. Sonia, right? All right.
Sonia.
Life is, sometimes we open the door and you walk in that door and you say, wow, I didn't know I was in here. And that's one thing my mom, your aunt, has taught us is keep it real.
Keep it real.
And I never, talking about queer something or other. I don't like saying that. I wasn't raised like that. Use that word.
Or the label people.
Oh, the label people, such and such.
Yes.
I was always taught, stay in your lane. You know, coming up in the black community, it's not like I was looking for it, but I can't remember
really. Do unto others as you have others do unto you. I mean, these are the values that we were raised with, Jay, and they still hold true to today. You know, it's one thing about the old school teachings, and, you know, how to respect one another and respect all of our views are due to be respected, should be respected. And this is one of the reasons why KBOO has lasted for 50 years, 51 years, because that's been the hallmark of their existence.
Like, yes.
And it continues to be. And if you support this type of program, and you support this vision of and mission of this radio station, 877-500-5266. If we don't support it, it doesn't get supported. That's a fact. 877-500-5266.
And I am really looking forward to keeping it real.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it real, and we got 30 seconds left to keep... 30 seconds to keep it left, real, but when they say I'll be pitching, I didn't know I would be pitching about, but this is right on, because you know, she, you was raised by the same people I was raised on.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so I would like to, okay, everybody talking, we can ready to cut it off here real quick, but 877-500-5266. I'm J.J. Johnson, and my main man, Brother Shaheed Hammond, is in the house.
And we are back.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Shaheed, and y'all for that beautiful pitching there. You know, and just a reminder, you know, KBOO does rely, we really rely on donations from you, our listeners. That's the only way that we're able to make this beautiful station go. And it takes a lot of money to run KBOO.
I'm a volunteer. We come down here, we do, you know, the programming, but, you know, I donate as well. It's not like we're just sitting here asking you to give us money. I'm a sustaining member. You know, and it's so easy to do it that way.
It
just comes out, you know, my
card
account. You know, it's like, that's not that much. I think I give like $15 a month or something.
That's great. Yeah,
and it all adds up.
Uh huh. It does. Yeah, and
it's so easy.
KBOO has like 5,600 members, which is great.
Yeah,
and you know, a huge portion of our budget comes from members. And so if you can make a donation tonight, if you love Queer Boo, You know, give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.FM, and hit that donate button.
So we're here. We're going to talk with Elliot some more. So Elliot.
Oh, yeah, Elliot. That's
Elliot, yes, our guest. Yeah. So Elliot, what inspired you to do this this showcase?
Kind of like what I was saying earlier, wanting a space for people, trans people, to use our voices freely, loudly, and dissonantly if we want to.
Right.
And yeah, just coming back from the Trans Voices Fest in Minneapolis last year and finding out it was in Portland this year, and wanting to make a space to feature more of the weird stuff that trans people are making. But also there's going to be a show on Friday night with the local trans choir Accord, and the choir from Colorado called Phoenix All Trans Choir coming up from Colorado, because they already had tickets to be here for the festival that they postponed. So they're going to have a concert on Friday night. I don't have the details, but...
Yeah, no, that's great. That was actually... Yeah, we will... I'll make sure to mention that at the end of the show, because I've got that information.
Cool.
Yeah, that's really exciting. What?
Go ahead. You know, I mean, organizing this is great, and especially, you know, it makes sense to me because, you know, you're a performer and a vocalist. But that's not the only organizing stuff and the community support that you do or you've done here in the Portland area, is it?
No, it's true. I used to run a monthly trans healing night when I lived on a farm outside of town, and I ran it for 3 years. And we would have a potluck and a bonfire and a sauna, and there was a hot tub. I mean, it was
great.
Well, that's still happening, isn't it?
I was able to pass the torch on to some other organizers after 3 years and moving off the farm. I needed to take a step back, and it was really nice to be able to see it keep going. And it is still going every second Saturday at Tryon Farm.
Well, that's what happens when you build community.
Yeah.
No, it's so much fun. It's a great event.
I met Emma there probably in 2014 or something.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, oh my gosh, there's so many great people. That's like, there's something about gathering in the woods and, you know, taking time. It's like a different kind of time. It's like sacred time, really.
Kind of like when I was at Sunfest in June.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't have the sauna or the hot tub, it still is just healing to be surrounded by 700 acres of forest. Mm-hmm. The Tryon Creek Forest.
Yeah, it's so close to Portland.
So
too.
Tell them again where it is.
It's a Tryon Farm every second Saturday.
Okay. It's a really great event.
Yep. If you search Tranimal Nature on Facebook, you can get the info.
Yeah. Oh, is that Tranimal Nature?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just like embracing animal nature, being in the woods and.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. Like, no. Humans are animals. It's not like...
That's true. Yeah. That is true. A lot of people will try and deny it, but it's true.
Yeah. No, it is. So this is like, this is a kind of... So like Tranimal, like trans healing night was like a kind of healing, a way of gathering trans people and giving us a sense of empowerment. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're doing the same sort of thing with your organizing around this Trans Voices Fringe Festival.
It's funny because at the Trans Healing Night, it was very quiet, calm, slow pace, and this is going to be kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. But I think there's this idea that healing is always just this, like, taking a bubble bath or whatever, but sometimes healing is rioting or being on the streets or screaming, you know?
Oh, totally.
That's also self-care.
So yeah. Yeah. That is, like, some of the best self-care there is.
Self-care isn't always about peace and meditation, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, that's, like... I mean, because we face so much, like, conformity and control in our culture. You know, there's so much about the culture that's, like, just trying to, like, push us into these boxes and really, like, suppress us. And, like, being able to, like, resist that and scream. And, yell and just, you know, be yourself. Like, just get all that out. That must be really liberating.
Yeah,
totally. I wanted to ask you, I wanted to talk about this issue, though, of voices, because I think that that's something really interesting that, like, we, you know, we have to deal with a lot within our community. And I know kind of goes, like, in lots of different directions. Really? Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah. So we will have to get back to that in just a minute,
continued.
Because we are about to go to another pledge break in just a few seconds here. And so a reminder, we are right now doing our pledge drive. This is KBOO. It's our 2-week pledge drive. And we've gotten up to $23,000, which is great. We've got a long ways to go. But with your support, we can make it. KBOO relies on your donations to keep us going every month. And most of our money comes from the community. So I hope you'll give today. So I guess we're going to go over to Pledge Central now.
Thank you, Emma. JJ Shahid, are you there?
Yes, we are.
We're here.
Hey, before we get started, I want to thank Cassidy's Restaurant. You can get them online at cassidysrestaurant.com. They're located at 1331 Southwest Washington, and they're open from 4 p.m. to 2 p.m. And
did you say 4 p.m. to 2 p.m.?
4 p.m. to 2 a.m.
There we go.
Okay. Hey, hang, keep an eye on me here, girl. Keep an eye on me.
Watching your back.
Watching my back. Well, started off here. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little dialogue, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Coming up in the community, that word was never really thrown around.
You mean queer?
Queer or whatever.
Okay, sure.
I would say in the black household.
Okay, sure.
You know, the black queer or things of that nature. So I'm 72 now,
mm-hmm.
and I never really, that never really got into my spirit.
Mm.
The only way that it really kind of, not talk about it, but is that church. They're not, and it's not, actually our pastor was talking about it the other day. We changed, there some rules that was changed, and they were asking, and they were saying, well, the congregation was saying, well, what if, I don't know, we call them homosexuals or whatever come in, and he pretty much said, well, the only thing that they can't hold an office, they can't be on board, be on holding office, you mm-hmm. know, and but other than that, they're welcome. And I'm saying they, and it's not they, it's like they're
sure.
bad.
Yeah.
So my only thing is, it's my belief. I'm a Christian, you know. I'm a that's the only thing that kind of scares me about that. I believe in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in God. And I don't.
30 seconds, JJ.
Okay, real quickly here. But to finish this up, now for a person of that nature, can you do both?
Well, I think one thing with KBOO is that because there's so many voices that are allowed to be on the air here,
yes.
that mainstream radio would never hear, is that you get to hear different perspectives from
yes,
different people.
Yeah.
And radio really humanizes people because you hear their stories, their firsthand accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's one of the beautiful things about KBOO is that everyone who comes here is welcome and every story is welcome to be told. And I just feel that this time slot, which is Tuesdays, QT Boo, which mm-hmm. is a queer trans boo slot, just showcases voices that you just never get to hear. And I think for society to become more open, more accepting, that is super, super important.
Real quickly, when I first came to KBOO, when I came in here years ago,
mm-hmm.
I know that there were people that were different of that nature.
Sure.
But then it was kind of uncomfortable at first.
Okay.
But then after a while, you start realizing that, hey, let's just get the job done.
Yeah, at the end of the day, people are just
yes,
people.
Yes.
So let me throw it back to Emma and Jean Nicolette and their guest, and then we'll come back.
Thank you.
And we are back. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is great. We love having these intergenerational conversations. This is great between like Pledge Drive Room, engineering, and the studio. I love you, Saheed, and these voices are so important. I appreciate everything that you have done for our community, and it's so great that we get to have this like space where we come from many different kinds of places, and we are here at the same radio station, and it's great. It reminds me of what I love about Sunday morning programming. I don't know if any of you listen to Sunday morning programming, but it's great. We've got like the Persian hour, we've got the Jewish hour, we've got like Hispanic programming, we have like Russian programming, and we have like all of these different cultures who like have all of these different kind of perspectives, and they all come to KBOO at this on the same day and do their programming, And I really love that, like, the Persian hour is right next to the Jewish hour. I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I've come and sat in on the Jewish hour show before, and, it's great having those conversations. Anyway, so back to Elliot. We wanted to talk some more about voices. So do you want to lead that discussion, Jean, or should
I don't know that I want to lead it, but, okay. I was just, at the break there during the pitch, I was chatting it up, just observing that, as trans folks, what we tend to invest so heavily in is a presentation, conscious of how we're perceived, visually.
And there's also the auditory perception.
Yeah, but there's also that. And mm-hmm. It's like we put all this time and effort, a lot of us, into how we present. And then, depending upon the set and setting and circumstances that you're in, your voice just like totally calls attention to you and
endangers you. Yeah.
And endangers you.
It does.
It
really
can.
Yeah.
I guess that's the point. Should it?
Yeah.
That's not, I don't think that's really the question here. I because there's enough, only time it's going to change, those circumstances in our culture.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's
no,
like,
it totally can. Like, so I was at
I
was out at the coast with a friend the other day, and we went to use the bathroom, and my friend isn't necessarily I'm not going to say anything about my friend. All I'm going to say is that my friend, we were both in the women's bathroom, and my friend used her voice, and her voice. She doesn't really do that much with her voice. Her voice is just her natural voice.
Uh-huh.
And the other women, as soon as she used her voice, I mean, she already has other cues. Like, she doesn't do that much with her face either. and so she already does these things that make women, other women,
nervous.
Maybe nervous. Yeah. And then when she used her voice, I mean, she's out. She's totally out. But still... it made the other people in the bathroom really uncomfortable. I mean, I could see that right away, like heads all turned.
Yeah. I should make sure not to use my voice in the men's bathroom because that's also going to make me targeted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But that was a big focus of the Trans Voices conference that I went to in Minneapolis, a lot of workshops. They talked a lot about how testosterone hormones will change your voice and affect your singing, but, estrogen doesn't change your voice to make it higher the way that testosterone makes it lower. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of other workshops were around, vocal training for trans women to be able to just train their voices to be higher pitched. And, it's one of those things where that's a good skill for us to have to be safer. And we also don't want to cross too far into the realm of assimilating and wanting to just blend in with cisgender people and erase
exactly.
our trans.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
And so it's just finding the times and the places where we can just like be guys with high voices or women with low voices and be free with that, and then also be able to shapeshift when we're in public when we need to.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Well, it's, this whole subject is just, it's one of my favorite words, paradox.
Uh-huh.
It's positive and negative. It's, and there's these balance points and it's complex. But, there are times and places where, I think most of us that have been around for any number of years can certainly share any number of sets of circumstances where, you know, a little investment in your voice goes a long way.
Teaching music at Philadelphia Public Schools, the administration was like, do not tell any of the kids or any of the parents or anyone that you're trans.
No
and,
way.
You know, I wasn't on any testosterone. And I had to do these vocal exercises every morning to get my voice as deep and as low and as monotone as possible. But, you know, if I slipped, the kids would be like, Mr. Elliot, why is your voice so high?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm a choir teacher. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
I have a range.
So we're going to go back over to Pledge Central here in just a second. And then we will be back. We'll continue talking about trans voices on Transpositive.
Thank you, Emma. This is Somya, the board op for the QT Boo slot every week. And I'm here with JJ and Saheed. And so one thing I wanted to ask you guys is, what does the KBOO community mean to you?
It means diversity to me. Mm-hmm. It means access, diversity, commonality. I mean, you know, there's a lot of adjectives I can say that adjective is the right word, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Emma?
Emma, are you there?
Yes, sorry.
Saheed had a question for you.
Emma, stay with me. You stay with me.
Hey, Saheed.
But access is so important, and diversity is so important to me, and it always has been, because I'm from one of the groups that people have put labels on as well, mm-hmm. and have had to go through not being this or not being that, or not welcome here, not welcome there. And that to me is not a democracy. That to me is not a system that needs to be preserved. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that we have into these, like cable, so that we can address these kinds of subjects and we can talk openly about these subjects. I know it's uncomfortable for some, mm-hmm. and it's precisely for that reason why we try to make it as accessible as possible and provide a venue for people to express their concerns, express their views.
I think also KBOO is a forum that can help abolish the systemic discrimination that
Absolutely.
Happens in our society, whether it's with queer, trans people, women, black people, people of color, people with disabilities. There's just so many people who are discriminated against.
Old people like myself.
Old people, young people. And so if you call right now to donate 877-500-5266, you can help dismantle that discrimination.
That's right.
That
right.
systemic discrimination.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so important. Because before we move as a nation, and before we progress as a nation, we have to progress with loving each other, respecting each other, recognizing each other, and what we can bring to society, what kind of understanding we can foster,
mm-hmm.
Is so important.
And one way to do that is by hearing what other people have to say, listening
Absolutely.
To what other people have to say.
Absolutely.
And Emma, did you have anything that you wanted to add?
No, just that's so great. Thank you.
All right, mm-hmm. So we will send it back over to Jean, Nicolette, Emma, and their guests.
All right, and we're back. We're talking right now with Elliot. We're talking about the Trans Voices Fringe Festival. And we're also just talking more about the experience of being transgender and using your voice. And for those of you who are not transgender who are listening to the show right now, I want to go over just a few basics. First of all, why are we having this conversation? I want to just kind of take the floor for just a minute.
Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks.
You're going to do it whether we excuse you or not.
I know, I'm terrible.
Take it, girl. Back to basics.
So, yeah, the basics are like, so trans women, I mean, a lot of trans women take estrogen. They take varying amounts of estrogen, and some of us also take progesterone. A lot of trans women also take testosterone blockers. But if you take estrogen and you are past puberty, so your voice has changed, then estrogen is really not going to affect your voice much at all. It might affect it a little bit. It'll definitely affect it psychologically, but you'll still have the same voice that you had. So while your body is going through all of these other changes and it's becoming much more feminine and you know, you're coming closer to your gender identity, your voice, you really have to like work on your voice. And so there's ways to do that. So for trans men, do you want to talk about what happens with trans men, like when you're taking testosterone?
Yeah, so I have always known that it deepens your voice, but at the conference last year, the Trans Voices Conference, I learned more about the specific anatomy and science of it, and it helped me understand a lot, because it's when you're post-puberty and you're an adult, your larynx can't expand to make your voice deeper, but your vocal folds thicken.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why a lot of people who take testosterone have a pretty unique sound of their voice, no matter how long they've been on testosterone, because you have a different sound when you're going through male puberty as an adult, because there's only so much that can change when your vocal box isn't also widening.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it generally can deepen your voice pretty significantly.
Yeah, it definitely deepens the voice. I think that what happens with trans men that maybe doesn't happen with trans men, that maybe happens to other people, is there's that resonance,
mm-hmm.
the vocal resonance that like you get, which at least that was my understanding, but like the vocal thickening mm-hmm. happens.
Yeah.
That's why
delaying testosterone, because I was a singer, everyone was like, well, there's so many people who can sing well as men who went through puberty and were also good singers when they were kids in choirs. And it's like, well, it's a different thing when your voice is changing at 30 instead of 12, you know?
Right.
That is true.
And a lot of times your singing range gets really limited, or your tone changes. It's like relearning a whole new instrument, going from violin to cello, kind of. So
yeah.
There's also the finding where that pitch is, the muscle memory in your throat.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we also have like the non-binary world, which is like non-binary. Like, where does the issue of voice like kind of happen within like the non-binary experience? Are there any conversations about that?
Yeah, it really just depends on the person. You know, there are, you know, some non-binary people who may take estrogen or may take testosterone because that's what alleviates their dysphoria. For me, I'm basically on hormone blockers, and so my voice actually hasn't really changed much since I was in middle school, and that's why I have a really high-pitched voice as an adult. And for me, you know, that's what works for me. And then there are, of course, non-binary people that don't go on any hormones whatsoever, and they may or may not have dysphoria surrounding their voice. It really varies from person to person.
Mm-hmm. A lot of trans women I know like will not do anything about their voice.
Yes.
And they feel like, I mean, I know trans women who refuse to do things about their voice because
I do as well,
because they feel like it's incredibly inauthentic.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's great. You know, I mean, I think that there should be like every kind of expression of identity that people have.
Okay. Yes. And I'll concur with that in theory.
Yeah.
But you know, life on the street is different.
Yeah.
In theory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And calling attention to yourself in the wrong way, in the wrong places and times, you know, that's. So it's like when an individual I have friends that have taken that position.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm cool with that. You know, it's like, I'm not going to criticize. But then what's kind of fascinating to me is then when something happens and you know, that's not comfortable for them, then they want to complain that, you know, it's like everybody else's fault. Okay, again, in theory, I guess I can understand
the world should
that,
be more accepting of trans
women. Yeah, the
women.
World should be, yes. But
and
you
women
know
with
what?
Deeper voices.
It's right.
Like that and 50 cents won't even buy you a candy bar. I don't know. It's
exactly.
Yeah. I think our younger generation expects more from society, maybe.
Yeah. I've been around for a little while. So I am kind of steeped in the way things used to be.
Yeah.
So I'll admit that, but
how do we deal with, I mean, there's like, it seems like there's like all these different directions and they're all kind of going at each other at the same time. like, which makes things really confusing for us as a community. And it also, you know, from the outside perspective, people might be like, well, what's going on with trans folks? It's like, I mean, but like to me, I'm hearing like all different sorts of things. Like one of the things I'm definitely hearing is that it's really important for trans folks to just be authentic to themselves. So like, you don't need to do anything with your voice unless that's something that you want to do. If it helps you out with your dysphoria, if it helps you with your identity, but you could be like, so you could be like gender conforming, like in the sense that like you're, you know, you want to be as as passable as possible. Sorry for using that word if that's offensive to anyone. But you
as
want
maybe
to,
we could say as safe as possible.
Yes, safe is a better word. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, so
either works, but that's
But in Portland, it seems like there's this whole culture of like. In Portland, it seems like we're trying to deconstruct all of that, aren't we? I mean, that seems to be a project that happens in Portland. I mean, are there spaces? Yeah. There's places in Portland where you can go where like gender almost doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
You know, but then there's places where you could go where it really matters, like where I live. I live out in Oregon City. Mm. And I mean, in Clackamas County, gender really matters.
I live in the numbers at 142nd and, just holding hands in Powell Butte, I've gotten fag bashed by teenagers.
So, oh, my goodness.
You know, when people talk about Portland, they tend to talk about inner Portland, but.
Right.
More and more trans people are getting pushed to the outer edges because it's
Exactly. We really are.
The housing is getting so unaffordable, and trans people have issues with employment, even in cities that are more accepting.
Well,
I
live on.
And we're pushed to less safer neighborhoods.
I live up in Vancouver, you know, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, housing.
Yeah.
And affordability.
It's the only place I can afford right now, really.
Yeah.
So a different episode should happen on trans people and housing sometime if it hasn't already.
No, we do. Yeah, we need to do episodes on housing.
I actually saw a zine that came out that was just for housing resources for trans people.
Oh, great.
We should look into that then.
Yeah, we totally do. Yeah, we need to. We're doing, so this last month was Guinevere's last show, and we really thank Guinevere for all of her programming that she did. We're going to be doing the first and third Tuesdays starting in October
on a regular basis,
so but we really thank Guinevere for all of her great programming and we're really gonna miss her but that would be great if we could, you know, maybe look at doing a show about trans housing. That's a huge issue. Okay, so we've got a notice here that we're going to be going to pledge break in just a minute. So just as a reminder, this is a pledge drive show. Once, about three times a year, we come to you and we talk to you about why it's important to support KBOO. And so we're going to go to Saheed and JJ, and they're going to tell you about all the great gifts you can get if you send in a donation to KBOO right now.
Thank you, Emma. And we will be going over to Zell and me. And maybe Shahid.
Sure. Yes. Hi, Emma, and co-hosts whose names I don't necessarily know.
Jean Nicolette Elliott.
Yes. Great. Nice to meet you. Virtual. The glass. I know that I've always enjoyed Transpositive. I listen almost every week or every time that you're on. I learned so much. You have very interesting program, very interesting guests, and very interesting topics. And it's only at a place like KBOO where you can get this kind of information. And if and I know that it's important to our listeners because they're listening. So please call to support. It's 877-500-5266.
So I heard there might be some gifts.
Well, we have a number of gifts. Actually, if you want to sport some KBOO wear, we've got it. It's coming up on hoodie season, as you know.
Yes, it is. We're almost there.
Well, we've kind of been there a little bit. I had mine on already, and I really like the summer weather, so I'm not in a hurry to get the hoodie on. But when I do, or let's say I'm camping or something like that, that's definitely a great thing. And if you call 877-500-5266 and pledge, donate, please. I believe it's $300 or $25 a month.
Oh, okay.
Gets you a hoodie, and it's black. It's got the Tower logo on the front and the back.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. It really is. And if that's a little off your chart, you can still sport your KBU wear and be fashionable and trendy and be warm in the black beanie. Mm-hmm. That one is $60 or $5 a month. And
okay.
And that's, again, this is when you call 877-500-5266 or you can go to the web, kboo.fm. Maybe Shahid is back with us.
Absolutely.
30 seconds, my friends, till we throw the throw it back.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I say about it in 30, what can I say in 30 seconds?
You
I,
can
I
say just, that, I if, know that again, if someone is listening to this show every week,
right,
they should definitely pick up the phone and make a pledge.
And make a pledge. Become a member. And we prefer that term. This is a membership drive.
Membership
drive.
Right.
And we are inviting people to become a member of the KBU family, foundation, whatever.
Community.
And the community, you know. And that's the key word. You hit it right there, community.
And on that note, Shahid, I'm going to send it back to Emma.
I just got started.
I know. We'll come back. We'll okay. come back. Thank you.
Shahid, I took your thunder. I'm so sorry. But we will be back to you in like 10 minutes because you are like one of our elders. You are someone who's been here with KBU for so long and your voice like is so important in our community. So thank you. So we're back. We're talking to right now. We've got Elliot and Nick and Nicolette in studio. And we're just going to talk about trans voices. So, Elliot, I just wanted to kind of chat with you a little bit about the process of, like, losing your voice. Like, that issue of, like, I know that I remember there was this great documentary I listened to about this duet. It was this two women who were in a duet for a long time. And then one of them transitioned. And as he transitioned, he talked about the process of losing his voice and how that was like a real loss for him. Like it was something that he really felt internally, you know. And it's like, I mean, is there something that you give up in that process? Is there something that you gain?
Yeah, I mean, I delayed testosterone for 12 years because I didn't want to give up the voice that I was used to and the range that I was used to and the tone that I was used to. Part of me wonders if, so my band is called A Stick and a Stone, and two of the words that people have used the most to describe the sound is haunting and ethereal. And you know, one of the reasons I've thought that my singing might come off that way is that sometimes it can feel a little bit disembodied, like there's a ghost singing through me, because when I hear my voice in my head, I hear like a lower kind of male register, and then I sing, and then there's this like soprano that comes out. And so even though there's that dissonance, you know, it's still my instrument. And it's interesting because now that I've been on testosterone for a year, my speaking voice has gotten slightly lower, and that has felt good when I talk and move through the world. But then singing songs that I wrote that were in a higher range have been harder and harder to sing. And so it's been this like paradox, like she said, of like a celebration and a grieving process happening simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I think moving my music into more realms of, you know, I've been working on screaming and chanting and things that don't require the same like choral range that I'm used to working with. But yeah, and I know a lot of singer-songwriters who are trans men who have been able to train their voices as they've changed to be able to keep singing. And that's what I'm hoping to be able to do too, but it's definitely a process.
So it is, it is training, and it's muscle memory, and it's it's practice and it's work.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work. Yeah.
I mean, that's what learning to sing is anyway.
Yeah. Right. Well, learning to use the whole concept of using your voice as an instrument.
Yeah. And when you've been practicing that for years and years, and then you transition hormonally, it's kind of like you have to start over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, if you've been a singer, you are at least familiar enough with just tuning into your throat and the sounds and mm-hmm. Kind of like if you already play guitar, then playing bass, you know, you already know how to move your fingers across a fretboard, but the strings are bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, I like listening, like I'll go home sometimes and I'll listen to the podcast of the mm-hmm. show just to, you know.
I hate listening to my voice.
I know. I hate listening to my voice. I think we all do, you know.
Oh my God, I cannot listen. I cannot hear my
You're
voice.
You're like, what? That's not
me. I just can't.
I can deal with my voice just fine, but.
Oh, you have such a beautiful voice, Nicole.
Yes, you do.
Oh my goodness, you are an amazing singer.
Thank you.
I think one thing as a queer artist is that I haven't always appreciated being pigeonholed into just like as a queer artist or a trans artist. And, you know, like I've played a lot of shows where all the other bands are straight people or men, cis men or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I've also played at a lot of queer shows. And I mean, one cool thing about being a queer artist is that there tends to be a lot more cross-pollination with different genres because we like to play with each other, even if our styles aren't the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I also like playing shows in spaces where it's more about the way our music all sounds. But then you have to deal with everyone misgendering you, especially if you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
And as, you know, as with hormonal transitioning, there can be more visibility and recognition of like your gender as how you see it to be. But then it can, I mean, when you're trans male, it can also, if you're on testosterone for long enough, it can make your transness invisible. And so it's been this thing of like, oh, I have to choose between making my maleness visible or my transness visible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's also, it's harder to move through the world as a trans woman a lot of times because there's less of that choice of outing yourself. Because like you said, your voice will just out you no matter how long you've been on estrogen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not really saying that, actually. But I hear you.
You're not saying what?
I'm not saying that your voice will automatically out you because
if you
my
train
experience,
it. And,
yeah.
Just if you, it's a matter of if you train it or not. As opposed to
right.
having hormones just do that for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would like to say, though, that's one of the reasons I'm such a huge advocate for allowing kids to go on hormone blockers so that they can delay that puberty and not have to, you know, potentially do something irreversible to their body that they may not want later in life.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That gift of, we've had Jen on the show before, and the work uh-huh. that Transactive does
yes,
is just
Jen
amazing.
Bolton. Yes.
Yeah.
With, you know, and that's like, bless obviously, her. That's like the cutting edge of stuff right now. That's where the culture wars are happening too, is in this whole issue of trans kids like saying, hey, I think I'm trans. I want to like wait on, you know, having these irreversible processes happen to my body mm-hmm. until I'm old enough to make this decision for myself.
I've met mm-hmm. some young trans kids who I used to meet when I went to the trans health conference in Philly every year, and they started coming as little kids, and then they were going through puberty and they went on blockers, and the trans guys never had to have surgery because they never developed anything, so it made things a lot easier for them.
Right, totally. Yeah. We need to do a whole show about the Philly conference. That Philly
it's like
conference.
The expo now. It's so huge. It's crazy.
Yeah. We need to do a show about that sometime because it's like, I know so many people who go to that. Mm-hmm. So you're from Philadelphia.
I lived in the Philly area for 26 years. And then I moved out here to be a forest hermit.
Yeah.
But I kept getting drawn back into the city. So here I am.
But Philly, like that's been going on for 10 or 15 years now. And it's a great.
Yep. It's where I came out actually in 2006.
That's where you came out. Cool. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Just from, you know, being able to talk to people there because I didn't realize that you could be effeminate and also be a trans male.
Oh, really?
And so I started going there as a very curious volunteer. And then I was like, okay, I got a lot of information that I needed. Like maleness doesn't mean masculinity.
Right.
That is absolutely true.
We have a lot of Philly trans folks here in Portland. Like a lot of people have come here. Although now I hear it's kind of going the other way. Like a lot of people are going back there because it's like.
It's more affordable.
Exactly. Yeah. And especially like not just Philly, but also what's the other, Pittsburgh mm-hmm. is apparently. Okay, 1 minute. Okay, so we are just about up. And I think this is going to be our last. This is like we're going into a longer. So this is. Okay, great. So
should we say anything
yes,
less about
please.
This?
Yeah, can you repeat
oh,
that?
One okay, more time? So this Saturday, September 28th, 5 to 11, is the Trans Voices Fringe Fest featuring noise, punk, dark wave, and spoken word with trans vocalists from across the Pacific Northwest at Merrow Community Center. And we are going to have spoken word by Milo May and Robert Torres and others, and a bunch of other bands as well. And you can also just look up Trans Voices Fringe Fest and you'll find an event page with more information and tickets on Eventbrite. So yeah, thanks so much for having me in here.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Trans Positive.
This great conversation. So great. Yeah, it's going to be a great. That's going to be a great evening.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Yeah, yep. And we'll be back next week with our regular show. We were just filling in for Alan this week. Next week we'll be back with our first of the month show.
We're,
so
we're going to be every Tuesday in October. I
yeah,
think.
For the next Ooh. 4 weeks. Yeah,
all right.
4 weeks. So we'll see you next week on Transpositive.
Yay!
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Elliot, Jean, Nicolette, and Emma. Back to Zell and Shahid for our last pitch break for this hour. What's that number again that people can call?
877-500-5266 is the number.
Wonderful.
And I just want to just take a minute just to say how fascinating, first of all, this discussion is, and how much it's needed. It's needed because a lot of folks are not aware of the issues that is facing mm-hmm. A lot of the trans folks, and you know, when we talk about the youngsters, I mean, there's just so many areas that need to be discussed so that people can feel comfortable being who they are and being themselves and so forth.
And it's wonderful that trans people can have the show themselves so that they can talk about issues that
Absolutely.
Are very specific to what
Absolutely.
They are going through and specific to just their life experiences that
and
sometimes...
So and that's precisely my point. There's so much to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take it from that perspective, we gain a lot of knowledge about folks that's in our families mm-hmm. we are related to and so on. So I just want to thank Emma for bringing this kind of programming to Cable and the folks that's with her putting this on, and we need more programming, and the only way we can get more is by you going to your telephone, dial 877-500-5266 and say you support this kind of programming, whether mm-hmm. you trans or not, you mm-hmm. know, it makes a little different, but it helps us to understand. It helps us to understand, and I can leave it right there. Understanding and how much needed that is, and you know, when we hear about trans, I remember that listening, I think on the news last week, two trans females in a car or something,
mm-hmm.
and somebody thought, oh, when the Uber driver or something, and we start, you know, hitting, you know, beating up people and so forth, you know, because of lack of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that everyone has a right to walk down the street without being put upon.
Yes.
You know, simply because of who they are. Absolutely.
Definitely.
500-5266, 877-500-5266 is our number. And you can become a member of this dynamic and diverse community. And when we say diverse community, that's exactly what we are shooting for.
That's right, absolutely. And please also know that you can go to the website, maybe you're already there, kboo.fm, click at the little donate button up in the right corner. Mm-hmm. You can join us that way if you're not looking to call, but we do like to talk with people when they call. It just takes a couple of minutes. This is the radio station that has a wide variety of programming to address a wide variety of communities, and all of the communities are listening and benefiting from each other. We're all here together. We're all having We're all building this community together, and it's fabulous. So call.
Thank you so much, Zell. What's that number?
877-500-5266.
Thank you, Shahid. Thank you, JJ. You guys did a wonderful job. You've been here for 3 hours, I heard.
Yes.
And you knocked it out of the park. So thank you so much. Your voice is so appreciated and such a privilege to get to hear you on the radio.
Yeah, thank you.
So next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken, and Zell and I will be pitching for that show. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2,
Special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food to our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in the Richmond District, serving family style every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or later. Lunch was provided by Devil's Dill, located in the Buckman neighborhood at 1711 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Open daily from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., Devil's Dill serves a variety of sandwiches, including vegan and gluten-free options. Dinner was provided by Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located downtown at 1331 Southwest Washington Street. Cassidy serves new American cuisine along with a selection of drinks daily from